Hey, yo. Are we on? Hey,
Joe,
everybody.
Raps.
My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
Yes! You guys are, in fact, listening to the one and only Carolyn and Joe Show! How's everyone doing out there? How you doing, Carolyn?
I'm doing good.
It's good to hear that you're doing pretty
straight
good, Carolyn.
Straight up good.
Straight up good? What does that mean, straight up good? I don't even know what that means. I don't even know what that means anymore. We are...
Go get yourself a dictionary and look up straight up good.
Straight up good. We are fresh. Fresh off of this Super Bowl. Fresh off of this most watched Super Bowl. And you know, it's really hilarious that this Super Bowl that just came up was, from what I hear, the most watched Super Bowl in America of all time.
To me, that is, like, strange. It's almost like, did nobody have anything else better to do?
Usually people have nothing. This is an event, right?
Yeah. But also, like, the two teams that were up against... What was it? The Seahawks and the... What is it? The Colorado something or another?
The Seahawks and the... See, that goes to show you how much I actually pay attention. It's Seahawks, because I know the Seahawks won.
So,
who did they face? That is the question of the day.
Denver Broncos, right?
Yes, the Broncos, the horses.
Yeah, so like...
The birds against the horses, guys.
Here's the thing. It's like, those two teams, from what I know, like, it wasn't like this big thing that's like, whoa, this major team is playing this major team, man, we gotta watch it. It was just kind of like, okay, these two teams are in the Super Bowl. So it makes me, like, wonder, like... I don't know. Like, I feel like people just had nothing else better to do. And they were like, oh, let's just watch the Super Bowl, because everyone else is.
But that's the thing, man. That is actually the thing. It's like, I'm not going to lie at all, because I'm not allowed to lie, everybody, just so you know. But I did not watch pretty much at all the Super Bowl. I only had one goal. One goal was to listen to these guys. That was my goal, was literally, as soon as the Chili Peppers got announced that they're going to be playing the halftime show, a special guest from Bruno Mars, you know.
So Bruno Mars was announced first.
Bruno Mars music was actually played at my wedding, so Bruno Mars was amazing.
But Bruno Mars got announced first, but it seems like you weren't as excited until you heard the Chili Peppers announcement.
Because that combination, because I've seen Bruno Mars perform a whole lot, and I know... And that's always been a big surprise. People are like, oh my God, Bruno Mars.
I'm like, treat him like that because he's still in his 20s.
But me,
they're like, oh, he's not at that level of Madonna or whatever. But then I'm like, well, Beyonce's still pretty young too. How old is Beyonce?
But see, me
is
and
she,
my,
like, in her early 30s now?
My response to that is apparently it's so apparent how ignorant, like, a lot of people really were.
All ignorant.
Because, like, I have seen Bruno Mars on MTV, on the Grammys, on all that, with his group, with his band, with the swagger, the Elvis, and the James Brown, and the Filipino, and the whatever you want to mix it up with. And I was like, that guy, that motherfucker, that talented motherfucker, is going to put on a hell of a show. I don't know what you guys are complaining about, you know what I mean? Apparently they don't really pay attention, or they're not, that's understandable.
Like, seriously?
But when they added the fact that the Chili Peppers were going to be added to Bruno Mars, that blew my mind, and that became bigger than the Super Bowl.
What if Bruno Mars was touring with the Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Then they would have to open up for the Chili Peppers. That's the truth. That's how it would have to be.
What if they did, like, every other...
That would be fun, but in all honesty, they would have to do that. But just before we get back into it, it's time for the Carolyn's News.
My news! And I don't have any script in front of me, so this is gonna be crazy, because I'm doing it from memory. So, we have a show coming up called Cartoons, but guess what? The A-R-T part of it is in caps, and the rest is in lowercase. So it's C-A-R-T-O-O-N-S. Cartoons, and we're gonna be at the University of Washington, D.C. I've never been on that campus before, so we'll find out how it goes. But yeah, like, I think the show's opening February 13th, which is the day before Valentine's Day. And if you need any more information, go to curls-studio.com to find it. So yeah, like, it's gonna be an exciting show, and thanks to Teresa Roberts Logan for helping to put on that awesome show. It's her second cartoon show. We're going to be taking it around, all around town, man. It has all the best Washington, D.C. cartoonists involved in it. It's going to be amazing. Again, check it out. And it's going to run for a couple weeks in February, so if you can't make it on the opening day on February 13th, don't worry, because you'll have a couple more weeks to check it out. But I do encourage you to go to the opening party, and there's also going to be a closing party. So look for all that information online at curl-studio.com. Also, in other news, Magic Bullet, some of you might know, Magic Bullet is Washington, D.C.'s free comics anthology newspaper, and I am the editor of that newspaper, and Magic Bullet number 8 is coming out. It's already been sent to the printer. It's already going through the process of getting printed. And guess what? It's coming on Sunday. This Sunday. It's going to be released on the streets. And maybe you might be able to find it. So stay tuned for that. We're going to put up a list of everywhere you'll be able to find it. If you're clever enough, you can go to the meetup, which is this Sunday at Buffalo Billiards in Washington, D.C.
If you're clever enough?
Yeah. Because this Sunday at 5:30.
February the 9th?
If that's what it is. This coming Sunday. Is it February 9th? Is this coming Sunday?
I guess so.
At 5:30 p.m. at Buffalo Billiards, try to meet up with the whole team that creates comics. And we're going to be giving out bundles of Magic Bullet so that everyone can help distribute around town. It's going to be pretty amazing. Plus, you get to meet some of the creators. So that's like some inside scoop information. Inside. Don't be basic.
Am I allowed to announce the Stray Productions new partnership?
Are you going to announce it? Didn't you say in our last episode you had some news, right?
I did have some news.
Can you invade the Carolyn news segment?
I'm going to invade for this special occasion. The Joe news is taking over the Carolyn's news. As all of you at home know, hopefully, that I'm a part of an awesome company. Some would say I was the president. Of a production company called Stray Productions, who also produced this show.
Stray Production, not Ashtray.
Exactly. Only idiots say like that. Only imbeciles and ignorant.
There's no H.
Yes. Astray, as in going astray, for all you people out there. Stray Productions has joined up in creating works for a certain charity out there. This is the big secret. This is the big reveal, guys. For your voice, your ears, and my voice first. Stray Productions has officially teamed up to create media and viral marketing for the charity, the amazing charity that supports and helps women who have been abused. The charity called Bras for Good, as in the awesome supporters of people's of women's bras or women's boobs. Bras for Good has teamed up together with Stray Productions, and I'm going to be making media and viral media for that. And what's great about that is I've started a campaign, and I've already started making stuff for it, called Support the Gals. So the Support the Gals campaign for Bras for Good is coming at you. It's happening now.
So
you guys are going to see images, and you guys are going to be able to check it out. And you can check it out at brasforgood.org. That's like an organization. And you'll be hearing a lot of that. But I'm really excited about that because they came to me and saying, I like your work, Joe. I think you can make some great stuff for this. I was like, you know what? That seems like a plan.
Already donate their bras?
Yeah, they can already donate their bras. If you go to the Facebook page, there's actually a Facebook page for Bras for Good already and has all the information where you can donate bras. And also, we're also looking for places in which you'd like to be a place where a drop-off point, a bra drop-off point. So it'd be really great. Once you can look that, there's going to be all places are going to start sprouting up. And if you're interested, please contact Bras for Good on Facebook and also on .org and all that stuff. And images, all the media and stuff, the brainchild is right here. You'll be seeing a lot of that. And we're going to start with the campaign with Support the Gals, and which hopefully that's exactly what the people on there on the images you'll be seeing. You'll be seeing lots of you'll be seeing lots of fun of gals supporting the gals. So to speak, you know? Maybe it might be not safe for work. Maybe it will be. But you're going to have to tune in and find out. It should be something really, really, really exciting. I think everyone's really going to love that. Stray Productions teaming up with Bras for Good. Our first campaign is going to be Support the Gals.
Support the Gals!
Yeah, so hopefully, you know, contact me at astraightproductions.com if you're interested in even being part of this. It's going to be pretty awesome, and I look forward to it. This will be something where, you know, an ongoing project where I'll probably keep on making, you know, keep on making original work for this just to get the, you know, I don't like women being abused and or anyone being abused, and I'm always willing to stand up for that, and this is another way where it's not just me making pretty pictures anymore, you know? I was already sort of, that already bothered me, just making pretty or hot for the sake of hot, but now this has sort of a message, and this has some meaning, and that's why I'm totally behind that, so onward. Onward with this new cause.
Also, just a personal PSA of me. I feel like donate, like, gently used bras.
Yeah.
No one wants, like, a ratty bra that's been on you for, like, 5 to 10 years.
But also, you know, they're going to take whatever. They'll take bras. Anything is
yeah.
good. Anything means something. So go ahead, brasforgood.org or brasforgood on Facebook. Donate something. You'll see the information there.
Gently used or new would be best.
Yeah, would be best. Whatever you feel. Fancy, not fancy, simple. Whatever bras you want to do. It'll be great. It'll be great. But there you go, guys. So hopefully you tune into that announced today. Amazing. Amazing. That is something that is not basic. That's not basic.
Don't be basic.
That's right. So basically, yeah. So in all truth, I did not care and I did not watch the Super Bowl. Great. I didn't watch anything living up to it.
You
know
what?
To tell you the truth, I didn't watch any of the Super Bowl last year, but I did watch that Super Bowl. I did watch the Super Bowl halftime show probably for the first time in many years.
I know Beyonce was there last year, but I didn't watch any of it. And also, I didn't watch any of the Super Bowl last year. I did watch probably the Super Bowl maybe like 8 years ago. I don't know who played, but I remember maybe. That's the timeline on it. Maybe seeing it 8 years ago.
Yeah.
That just shows you like how much football I haven't even watched at all.
But yeah, the combination of Bruno Mars and the Chili Peppers, that was a go-to.
Cannot miss that.
No, you cannot miss that. And also, you know, let's be honest. I saw photos of it. Yes, the Chili Peppers or Josh and Flea, their instruments were not plugged in. But whatever, man. The energy was there, so fuck it. I've seen them live perform many times.
Did you notice it, like, immediately?
No.
You're like, oh, they're
who
not plugged
can,
in.
In all truth, who can see anything with these amazing lights and dancing performances happening?
And then,
you know what
people,
I mean? Does it really matter at this point?
People were like, Anthony Kiedis, Zooey Deschanel called and she wants her leggings back.
See, it's so dumb. Like, I check out those reports. I'm looking for a review. Maybe really doesn't need to be reviewed. No one really needs to review a concert.
I mean, it's
like
a free show. What are you gonna like just talk shit about it after like people spent their whole lives pretty much working to that point?
It's funny because there's always those comments of people saying like it's whenever I see these articles, it's funny because I see them like repost tweets, like these tweets of these motherfucking nobodies,
tweet.
Man. These just like civilians posting stuff and like all of a sudden
they're
that's
basic.
Big and yeah, basic people, you know, they just posting those things and all of a sudden that's what you're using that to persuade people towards your opinion. There's like a million, the most watched show like ever, so to speak. And then you choose 5 people and you think that's going to represent all those people?
Well,
you know
what I found was interesting is I went online probably like 10 to 15 minutes after the whole performance ended. And like automatically it was already posted. Like BuzzFeed was like, oh, dear Bruno Mars, ever heard of Beyonce? She performed last year. And it's like, I was just like, really? You're going to like already put that up? Like, I want to bet like that they probably already had that article written before he even stepped foot in to perform.
It's
like, how can you write that in 10 or 15 minutes?
It's such like a neurotic or it's almost like an adolescent culture that we live in where people are really just trying to see who's making the most cleverest comment.
Yeah,
without
I noticed,
even making
like,
content behind it, like
I noticed,
without
like,
being honest.
Tons
you know?
Of people, like, I actually kind of tuned out of Twitter for a while because, like, at first I liked reading people's comments, but then it just kind of got old. I mean, like, it was almost like people on Twitter and Facebook even were trying to one-up each other with commentary about the Super Bowl, and then, like, each ad would come on. It's almost like I didn't even have to watch it because I wasn't watching it, but then people were always like, oh, yeah, Doritos, always consistent good ads. It's like, like, they're giving, like, their commentary on each ad.
Yeah, I mean, that's really the world we live in. Everyone has to say something.
That's what it is.
Yeah, I mean, you give someone an outlet that they're gonna, especially today, if they feel like they're left behind. It's legitimately like that moment, you know, when you wish you really said something to somebody, but they didn't have, like, at that fresh moment, you were like, I couldn't get the right thing, and you say it later.
Mm-hmm.
That is totally going to go away now, because now, like, you don't have to, you can respond in the moment, but also you have the choices of, like, oh, I can edit now, and I can do it real quick, or I can save this for later, and you know what I mean? It's like, it's exciting, but it's also, like, it really shows you what this world is, what this world has become. A deletable society is what it's really become. A white noise society. And maybe we're just adding to it, but what are we supposed to do about it? But I like the show a whole lot. I like that performance a whole lot. Maybe they're not plugged in. Who cares? Drumming was still going. There's 50 million people on stage. And also, if you're performing to that big of an audience there live, you can really watch a little tiny... You know what I mean? It's one of those things. That's still their song.
Well, why do you think they didn't? They weren't plugged in. Is there a reason why?
I don't know. It doesn't even matter to me. I mean, the biggest thing I can think is, I mean, let's also guess. Was anyone in Bruno Mars's band plugged in either? We didn't know. Yeah. Maybe they weren't.
Do you think Bruno Mars was lip syncing?
He was not lip syncing. I don't think anyone was lip syncing. That's one thing.
I don't think anyone was either.
Because that seemed like a genuine thing, but I can understand a backing track, but rocking out hard to it. There is no way you could see, if you could see the performances alone, it's still a rocking performance, and I don't mind. Those guys put on a fucking good show. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Huh. Interesting. Interesting.
Interesting indeed.
I didn't see any commercials. Bruno Mars' gold outfit, gold jacket.
Yeah, I like the
it was very
gold guitar
Elvis-like.
They had. Made me want to buy a gold guitar.
I mean, he basically, like, afterwards I watched the show. I mean, I have all of Bruno Mars's albums, and afterwards I watched the show, and I was like, man, he's basically like Elvis and James Brown and Michael Jackson together. I mean, really, if you put those three guys and, like, mesh them, and out pops Bruno Mars.
It's funny that people are saying, like, you know, it's like the most watched, like, show, like, ever. And yet people are, like, really slamming on the game itself. It sort of shows you. Or now people are even saying, like, it was, like, fixed. Like a pro wrestling match. You know?
Somebody said the game was fixed?
Yeah, they're, like, because it was so... I don't know if it's because it's so bad, but, like, maybe they threw the game. I don't know.
Who knows?
It doesn't even matter.
It's
a game.
Like,
it's a fucking game. But it is a lot of money.
It's a lot of money involved. A lot of revenue for each team.
Yeah, once there's money involved, it's not a game anymore.
Yeah. A lot of merchandise also as well, and... You know, basically bragging rights also to be like, oh, we won, we got our trophy.
Yeah.
You know, it's going down in history. Everybody's paycheck goes up afterwards. They get a ring. They feel good. If you don't win, it's
Does the paycheck go up?
Theoretically, it could because they could get endorsements.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how it all works, like actual pay as a football player, but it feels like your stock goes up because you can always be like, if you ever do appearances in the future, even if it's just like at a used car lot, they can always be like former Super Bowl player, you know?
Yeah.
Former champion team member. Like, it seems like your stock would go up, you know?
Now, was there a reason why you yourself were not interested in the game?
I had no personal investment to either of the teams, and I have better things to do. I'm not just going to sit there just to be like, oh, I'm supposed to because it's America and I'm going to like...
Because it's America.
I'm going to eat Cheetos and like sit here and party. You know, like I had not really much desire to do that. You know?
It's like really almost the only year that people really want to see commercials too.
Like I said, people have nothing better else to do.
I mean, at the end of the day, people really don't have anything else better to do.
It's also Sunday,
you know what I mean? That's what it's made for.
Yeah.
It's the game.
But like, I was working on other stuff and, like, catching up on things, you know?
Yeah.
I actually did have better things to do. I mean, it's interesting, though, because I did make this correlation between the jocks and the artsy people. Because normally, like, jocks and artsy people don't really jive, I guess.
Yeah.
But it is pretty interesting because I observed yesterday that, during the Super Bowl, that, you do kind of get, like, both sides. It's like the jocks can get all of, like, their athletic and their football and this and that. And then the creative people get the commercials and they get the halftime show for music and creativity. So it's pretty interesting, like, dynamic. I never thought about it that way. It's almost like there is something for everyone at the Super Bowl. It's a big spectacle. That's kind of cool, though. I'm not anti-Super Bowl. I'm not really anti those teams that played. It's just, like, I don't know. I just told myself I'm only going to watch the halftime show. Because, I have other things to do. I can't just, like, sit in front, like, couch potato watching, like, two teams that I have no personal investment in.
Yeah.
I mean, if the Redskins were playing, I probably would have watched the whole thing. If the 49ers were playing, I probably would have watched the whole thing. You know?
Yeah.
Because those are the only teams that I have personal investment in right now. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know. It just didn't really seem like I needed to watch it.
One thing that you've been watching a lot of, and which you've been quoting already all day on the show, is the... What's the name of the guy that created that? The basic bitches? What is it?
Low Anthony.
Little Anthony?
Low.
Low?
Low Anthony.
Low Anthony? How do you spell that?
Like Lohan Anthony.
What?
He's like a big fan of Lindsay Lohan.
Like L-O-H?
Yeah.
Then Anthony?
Yeah.
Low Anthony?
Yeah.
So how'd you hear...
Something like that.
So tell the world, what is this Low Anthony? Who is this guy? Because he's... I feel like he's going to run rampant, or we just got to get his energy out on this show. I'd like to hear the story about where this came from, because a time when we were running rampant on saying his taglines, but I want the world to know who Low Anthony really is.
Should we really be promoting this child?
Why not?
Okay, because, like, I found out about him, I listened to Dark Matter, which is Dave Navarro's podcast, not to be confused with the new Art Bell show, but, I've been listening to Dark Matter for... several years, probably like about, I don't know, 4 or 5 years, maybe even longer. And Dave has switched around his show to several different outlets, but he's always kind of been like on like this indie LA station, and now he's on like internet radio podcasting. And so a few weeks ago, or I guess last month at this point, he starts like playing this video of this kid that I guess he like edits his own like crappy like internet videos, and I've only seen like a couple. I don't know like what is really his deal is, but I guess he has like a big fan base online, so like right there I at least like have, you know, respect for him that he somehow managed to gain like a zillion fans.
Yeah.
I still don't know what all of his appeal is, because most of the videos he just like sits in front of the camera and talks. Which is, I guess, what a lot of YouTube videos are, but it's pretty basic. what he does, but he has like a twist on it, because in this particular video that Dave Navarro was referencing, so this he's probably like, I don't know, 13-year-old boy or something.
What is he, like Hispanic, right?
He looks like some type of Hispanic-ish. I mean, he's not like a pure white.
He's not a pure white.
He's not a pure white, and But yeah, and he has like I don't know, like they were debating on if he's gay or not, but he's 13. I mean, like I hope he's not sexually active yet.
That's, you know? That's always the fun thing is, like, you know, especially in today's world, it's like that stuff is so open. It's like, well, some people probably are acting like that. They don't know it's that comes from gay culture. I guess.
He does kind of act like gay. Like, but I don't.
Yeah, but
I don't know what he is, so I can't really say. But he has like that type of flair to him. Anyway, like he has this video of like himself wearing green leggings, and like he'll take one of his legs and just like twirl it around. And then what he did with that was he actually green screened out his leg. What are your thoughts on that as a filmmaker, Joe?
I mean, as a filmmaker, I mean, that's, you know, that's a gearhead's dream right there. It's technical, you know, technical specs being used to its fullest, greening out the leg.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm like honestly, the first time I saw it, I was like, what the hell is this? And then like the second time I saw it, I was like, it's pretty brilliant. Like, I was like, who would think to green screen out their legging and like flip around their leg?
Oh, there you go.
This kid did. Anyway, so he was basically like, he has like this matchup video where he's just like calling all the basic bitches.
That's not how he says it though.
How does he say it? You do it.
No.
I don't know how he says it. I thought he says it like that. And then he was like, there's an announcement.
That's not his voice though.
Of course it's not.
You gotta try to do his voice, or else how people gonna envision it in
their head?
Isn't
he just like calling all the basic bitches? Calling all the basic bitches. There's an announcement. You're basic.
That doesn't sound, I guess, gay enough, does it?
I'm not trying to like rip him off, but yeah, let's
We're trying to paint the picture of this character in people's head properly.
Really, the best way to do it would probably be to play it.
I mean, I don't know if that's gonna happen, but like. I mean, you gotta try it.
I didn't even know I was gonna do a Lou Anthony impression today.
How are you supposed to know if you're gonna do any impression today? You just gotta go for it.
Okay, he's just like this. He's like, calling all the basic bitches! Calling all the basic bitches! There is a new announcement. You're basic.
So what is that line? Did he make up that line, basic bitches?
I don't know, but it's like a thing now, because then I googled basic bitches, and it, like, basically all, from what I heard from all the definitions, is basically it's like a girl who just does what everyone else does, but then she thinks that she's cool.
I remember
like,
the other day...
she listens to, like, Top 40 or anything on the radio.
I remember
like,
the other day you actually brought up there's a list of what a basic bitch is.
Yeah, she likes Starbucks.
I would like, if it's possible for you to bring that list back up so we can see that, so you can list...
I don't have my device in front of me.
See if you can grab that real quick. I'll kill some time. And then I want to see, what's this list?
What I actually don't have any battery left on it, So you're going to have to use your laptop.
Is it just a USB?
No, my touch?
Yeah.
I don't know how else to use it if I don't have any battery on it.
Is it USB?
I don't know.
Plugged?
I have to repower it.
How do you power it?
From the Mac.
Does it's a USB plug?
Yeah.
Then just plug it into this laptop.
Okay, well, you're going to have to wait.
Well, I'm going to have to carry on this conversation. Don't take too long. I'll be here talking to the
world. I don't know where my
cord is. How do you usually charge it up?
On the Mac.
Yeah, then grab the cord on the Mac, right? Seems simple enough. Those simple things happen all the time. So let's talk about this Bras for Good thing. I'd like to take this moment to promote this as much as possible since, you know, everyone's been looking, a lot of people, I guess, like online, see my work and... You know, there comes a time where you feel like you need to, I guess, have a little direction towards this genre of work that you put together, and it seems perfect to actually like, oh, if you're gonna be taking pictures of or taking images of like, you know, sexy half naked girls, is there something beyond that that you can do? And that's what I feel like Bras for Good sort of turned into. It's sort of like this is your way of, I guess, getting away with it. And making it a good cause, so to speak, but it is pretty awesome. It is pretty awesome. There's a lot of things that I read during the, I guess, in the past couple hours about the reviews of the Chili Peppers performances that I thought was really weird. Is that like there's not weird, but I guess you know it's sort of was in a way a downer. Like a lot of people were writing that they're like telling, like they're saying like those guys are so old. And, you know, you should put your shirt on and stuff like that. That's how it sounds when I read their tweet. And part of me feels like, and they're referencing them as an embarrassing dad or something like that. And, like, my response to that is, like, you guys are probably pretty blind towards the fact that, like, these guys are old, rocking out real hard. And do you see anyone else in their age doing that? I feel like people who've said that are probably now cursed to when they get older, they're not going to be as athletic. It always seems like that situation. It's like if you're to say that, you're sort of going to curse that. Because Chili Peppers, pretty still relevant. It's weird. I feel like they're pretty relevant to be, they've been selling out all over the place. And they still, you know, that's why we're listening today. That's why I listen all the time. And it's one of those things. What do you say, Karen? Are Chili Peppers pretty relevant to that?
Yeah.
That's weird. I just feel like a lot of people these days are just, you know, they may act like... Cooney and I were talking about this in the car today, too. A lot of people are just freaking full of bullshit, man. They don't know what they want to act like they know what they're talking about. Like from that age, 14 to like 25 is just a bullshit age, I guess. Maybe I was full of bullshit.
Are you allowed to take the audio from my touch and put it into the radio show?
I don't know.
How do we do that?
Well, list it first. List it first, because I don't know how that's possible yet.
First, let's play this and see if it's possible. Is it possible?
I can't hear anything.
Calling all the basic bitches. Calling all the basic bitches. There's a new announcement. You're basic.
So that's how it all started, ladies and gentlemen. The past week, what's his name?
Low Anthony
has been running wild. That one line.
Guess how many views he's had.
How many views has he had?
Almost 2 million.
Almost 2 million views. Low Anthony, he doesn't need our help promoting himself. He's a freaking promotional monster. That guy knows what's up.
He has like 1,963,445.
See, these kids are getting so famous now so young. You know what I mean? It's almost like a lifespan at this point is going to get shriveled down to like 40. I feel like that's what's going to happen. They're going to be like, I'm 40. I feel so old. And like people used to be living forever, but I guess, you know, they don't know that like, you know, you can extend your life past just getting so many views past 15. Fucking Justin Bieber.
I guess he has also a video called Teaching My Mom How to Twerk.
Great. Great.
Has also reached over a million.
But tell me what this basic... Well, tell me what a basic bitch is. I really want to know. I think the world should fully know what a basic bitch is.
Let me look up that...
Calling all the basic bitches. That's
first,
what this is.
First of all, I want to know, like, actually what your reaction was to first seeing the Low Anthony.
I was like, what the fuck is this? Because it's like you have all these people busting their ass, trying to get views, trying to get all, like, you know, hiring promotional companies and branding to get more hits on their own videos and on their own work. And this kid can make this and be like, get 2 million views. You know
See,
what I mean?
I don't know if he created the term or not. I still haven't figured that out yet. I don't think he did. Because it seems like there's like a whole bunch of basic bitches stuff online.
Really?
I don't know.
Well, honestly, list what a basic bitch, what the details. Or
I'm trying to find like that actual link that I had that had like a whole bunch of information about basic bitches.
Basic bitches. It's so vicious. That's like the next level of my civilian line that I use on people but it's for like women specifically. Because it's like it doesn't get any to me. It doesn't get any worse than just being like, "Oh, you're so basic." Like that's like a basic mindset. That's just like a simpleton, you know.
I mean, from what I remember on the list, it talked about like Starbucks. If you always have your latte, and like here we go. Here's some of it.
Let's hear about this basic bitch's line. The characteristics of a basic bitch.
A basic bitch takes no fashion risks, but she likes to wear heels during the day. She wears spandex at the club, and she likes pink, the Victoria's Secret brand, and color.
She likes the color pink. You're a basic bitch.
Yeah. Pretty much. Yeah. What else is there?
That's it? That's the only...
There's more.
You listed that for like 2 hours, I remember.
Not 2 hours. Basic bitch hobbies may include making you feel bad for spending time with your friends, waking up early and taking it out on you later, workout class. She tweets her daily horoscope at least 3 selfies a week. She plans her weekend and corresponding outfits in advance. This is like a thing called, are you dating a basic bitch?
Okay.
That's the name of this website. Are you an outdoorsy guy? Then forget dating a basic bitch. Because she doesn't camp. She doesn't hike. She does not do team sports. For a basic bitch, it's all about the gym. And by about the gym, we mean talking about the gym more than attending. Music. A basic bitch has limited music knowledge other than what they hear on the radio or pick up from their bad bitch friends. Even then, it's a good 2 months too late. Often heard saying, I love pumpkin spice lattes. I need a puppy. I never do this. I feel fat. So cute. I need a gay best friend.
Oh my god, those are all things I've heard so many times too.
Frequently found at Starbucks. Drinking Starbucks, talking on her cell phone about drinking lattes while on the elliptical.
Wait, drinking Starbucks on the elliptical?
Yeah. They also talked about how, like, she loves salads, but then she puts on blue cheese.
They had the ranch dressing.
Ranch dressing, which is, like, probably the worst type of dressing. Blue cheese and ranch are probably the worst because they're, like, cream.
Yeah.
But, yeah. She loves Jennifer Aniston because she's a survivor.
Oh, my God. Did I tell you about that when I saw that 100 list of girls and they listed Jennifer Aniston as, like, the hottest one? I couldn't believe I almost, like, shot myself for that.
Selfies! To the point that it's the only thing she posts. The occasional selfie ain't bad, but she's got that just chillin', but seriously, check out this new flower headband. Picture for every day of the week. We get it. We get it.
Basic.
Facebook. A basic bitch likes to overshare with everyone. Examples include, feeling gross today, depressed. That amazing feeling when you get home and take off your bra. Yes. My yoga pants are so comfortable. A basic likes to talk about yoga pants because yoga pants is hot and she wants you to know she's hot. And you know those countdowns on Facebook because someone's friend is coming to visit them? Yeah, a basic bitch made those. The function of Twitter is to document her social and personal life. It's also for inspirational quotes. Be yourself. Everyone else is already taken.
Oh, good old inspirational quotes, man.
The irony, of course, is what she says is so basic it doesn't need to be said.
Exactly.
Yeah, so pretty much basics. Worst nightmare, hipsters, startup types, creatives. Basic bitches need security. They don't like spontaneity. They like muscles and predictability.
I think it's funny because, like, once you read this whole list, Carolyn, I remember, I mean, you had part of it in your head. Now we would go around, whenever we would go around outside, now you can pick up on a basic bitch.
Yeah.
You're like, she's basic. That girl is basic.
I mean, also, the first time I said that in public, these two girls was wearing Uggs together. I was just like, basic. I was like, I didn't even use the bitches word. I just said, you're basic.
So do you believe this in this basic bitches? What do you think about basic bitches and that line?
I mean, this is all new to me. Personally, I like actually really don't like the bitches word. I feel like that should only be used, like, really sparingly unless somebody is a total bitch.
But I almost feel like when Lou Anthony, like, added that, or if that, whatever that is, it makes sense because of the way he says it. It's like, because, you know, like, I see, like, girls like, bitches, like, that's what it comes from, you know?
Yeah. Well, I don't like
bros and bitches, that's what it is.
I don't really, like, ever go around calling my friend bitches. Like, I'm not like, what's up, bitches? Time to show up.
I feel like that's just more girl power play that's happening. You know what I mean? But even though they say, like, no, I didn't mean anything by it, but I still feel like that's a seniority pressing that they're trying to apply.
I mean, honestly, I really actually, none of my friends talk like that. Maybe it's just us because we're more mature or something, but, yeah. Like, I don't hang out with those type of people, so I can't really say. But I've seen it, like, in culture and, like, TV shows and stuff.
Yeah.
They're like, what's up, bitches? And it sounds so stupid. Because if you think about it, like, a bitch is basically, like, a female dog. So, like, if I take it literally like that and somebody's just like, you're a female dog. Yeah. Then I'm just going to be like, okay. But it's just, like, the way it sounds. Like, I think people try to be friendly to be like, I'm cool. What's up, bitches? Like,
did you know people that actually said the word bitches to each other?
No, but I have heard people say it. Like, I have heard people use it, like, in that cool way to be like, what's up, bitches? Yeah. Oh, yeah, bitches. Don't be a bitch. You know, like, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, I've heard that. But, like, I know that they probably don't mean it in the hardcore way, but, like, it still kind of hurts, though. You know? Like,
yeah.
It's not really, like...
It's not really a motivational word.
It doesn't really make me, like, feel good about being a woman. It's just kind of like, oh, now I'm just a bitch. Okay.
You're like, one of the many.
I mean, they could have, like, substituted it with something else, you know? Like,
I still think it's like one of those words again. It's like people trying to be cool, you know?
Yeah.
Trying to like
be hip,
be cooler than everyone else, so they can call them bitches. You know, it's usually like these are my bitches. You know,
my bitch. But I don't want to be called that for anyone.
Yeah.
Like I don't want my boyfriend being like, "What's up? You're my bitch." Yeah. Like I don't like. That's not really attractive.
No, it's not.
I mean, I guess it is kind of like the female version of the N-word.
Yeah. You know, pretty much.
Like, I'm not black, obviously, but, like, if I was...
No, obviously.
I mean, I don't really think I act very black, but, like, and I'm not, like, I don't look black, but, like, if I was black, I can see why they don't like that word. But then I don't know why some of them use it. Like, they're like, oh, well, we're taking it back.
Because they're taking it back. That's what they're doing.
But I'm like, I'm a woman. I don't want to, like, take back the word bitch. I'm just like, no one should use that.
I know there's the girls that are like, the bitch is back, you know, yeah, and stuff like that. They're like take proud.
I'm Britney, bitch.
Like, they're like, it's because they're taking it, you know, they're trying to invert it. You know what I mean?
I mean, I get it, but then I'm also like, why don't you just not use it?
It's sort of like an out of sight, out of mind. Why don't you just not recognize it?
Yeah. I mean, like, same thing. I honestly think that black people should not use the word. Because it sounds...
Maybe girls should not use the word bitches either.
Yeah, but it sounds stupid when black people say it. Really, it really does. It's almost like, what? You should just say,
I can totally picture, like, a Paris Hilton would say, like, the bitches. I can... That's how it sort of goes.
What's
with,
up,
you know?
Bitches?
Yeah, that's sort of like how it is. You have to have that sort of tranny voice. You know, you gotta represent the trannies to have that sort of, like, tone.
I mean, I get it, but then I'm, like, you know, it's a fun character thing to be like, yeah, I'm fun. What's up, bitches? Come to party at my house? Okay, bitches, see ya.
Yeah, see, that's the only way it
goes.
Call
me at 5.
And then what happens is, like, then other people start, like, sort of parodying that, and then they just, like, welcome it into their lifestyle, you know? At first, they make fun of something. Like bitches and like, you should call a bitch, and all of a sudden they start adapting it. I think that's how it happened.
I mean, if I was even like a one of those hardcore like black basketball guys, and I'm like, yeah, and come play b-ball with me or whatever.
Yeah.
Like I would not like talk like that to my friends. It sounds stupid.
But I feel like if everyone's saying it, that's really what happens. You just get it, just absorbs into your language.
It just sounds really stupid. Like
it's all stupid. Any sort of slang in a way is stupid as hell. You know what I mean? Lots of slang.
I also
all slang. Let's be honest. All slang is so dumb.
Last month during the Martin Luther King holiday, somebody posted a picture of like Martin Luther King and like his pals, like all wearing suits and stuff.
Yeah.
And then next to it had like black people with like their pants, like basically around their ankles, and like their underwear was hanging out.
Yeah.
Like their boxers or whatever. It was like straight. It wasn't just like 1 inch of hanging out underwear. It was like 6 inches, like all the way down their butt.
I personally think that's the stupidest. I don't even understand how that starts.
But then I'm like, then they said something. It's a, underneath it said something like, if you want to take
basic,
if you want to take us seriously, you know, like,
yeah.
I'm like, I'm not gonna take like some hoodlum seriously.
You
and
can't.
Then you see like Martin Luther King like wearing a nice suit.
And then you see like then like that one guy wants to break from the pack of all the other guys that are dressed like that, right? And then they're all like, oh, you're not street anymore. You're not thug. You forget where you are. You know what I mean? And then, you know what I mean? It's like, that's what you get. You try to be something and someone will try to hold you down and pull you down to their level. That's really what happens.
I have heard of
stories. Maybe that's what bitches, maybe that's what that is. That's another way of pushing people down to a certain level.
I don't know, man. It is like, I really do feel like bitches is the female equivalent of the N-word.
I bet it is.
Because like, I don't
black
really
girls
think...
don't have, you know, I never hear, maybe I do hear them say that, but it's not the same.
I mean, I don't really think it's, like, a compliment. You know what I mean? Like, no, I can't even imagine, like, someone I really admire to be like, what's up, bitch? You know, like, you're my friend, bitch. Like,
yeah.
Like, what's up, bitches? Like, I would just be like, what? Why are you using that word?
Yeah.
Like, you really should not use the bitch word unless somebody is, like, a complete and total crazy lunatic bitch. You know, like
maybe they should just be creative
and
not use those
words. It's
just
like, you're
being
a bitch today. Like,
yeah.
A straight up, like, nightmare.
Yeah.
You know, like, that word should only be reserved if somebody's being crazy. Like, the same way that, like, the word asshole is used. It's like, whoa, that dude's an asshole. You know, like I feel like it can be used if somebody, like, deserves it.
I mean, a lot of people do misuse words, too. Or they, like, really, they kill the actual strength of what makes the word a bad word, you know? Not because that's how the culture is. Now everyone's trying to be like racy and stuff like that, but the more everything's racy, And then you started losing touch because it's copiers.
Then you just gotta create new words.
You do have to create new words. Or just bring back the old words, you know?
I do remember going through, like, a couple times in life where, like, I would use bad words.
Like
I would just be like, what the fuck? In early college, I think I picked up some of that. And then, like, my dad would always be like, excuse me, this isn't VCU.
Yeah.
Like, that would be his, like, comeback. But not, like, everyone at VCU talk like that. I guess that is kind of where I picked it up, though. But the truth of the matter is, I probably picked it up from him.
From the streets?
From him.
I learned it from watching you.
Actually, you know what? My dad, like, stopped cursing, so... I can't say that I probably did learn it early on from him. Kind of like, you know how in the Christmas story when he was like, oh, fudge, but then he actually learned it from his dad? Because his dad would be, like, swearing, you know? So, like, I guess that's probably, like, the first time I heard it, technically.
Yeah.
But, like, my dad doesn't really curse that much anymore.
It's actually a pretty good experiment with yourself and to see how much you can bring your vocab up, like, several notches by not using curse words. It's actually quite a great experience. Experiment.
It's a great experience.
But you know what I mean? To not use curse words, it's almost like people's go-to words are like, fuck, shit, oh, damn it, you know, like, stuff like that. But actually trying not to use those, it's a great experiment. And also you learn to use words properly, I find. Because there's a time when I didn't want to use bad words either. I didn't want to use it until it's, like, justified. To bring weight to that word is really important. To make the word fuck, shit, like, make things actually mean something. Because now you can say shit on TV. You know, you can say damn it and stuff. You can say those words on TV, so they lose it after a while. But then, like, I really appreciate it when people use those words properly in full force. You know what I mean? When people use the full spectrum of the color of all the words out there.
The full force, bitches.
Yes. But, like, that's even bitches.
See, now I'm, like, saying it in the fun way.
But, see, that's...
I don't even want to say it. It sounds stupid.
But even, like, that's how it is. You know what I mean? That you can say bitch on TV now. I mean, there's so many things how, like, words are losing their sort of, like, weight. You know what I mean?
What is
frustrating? Raciness is losing its weight, too.
It's also, like, frustrating, too, like, when you, like, see older people that are older people, I guess in their 50s and 60s or something, that are, like, trying to be really hip, and they're just like, okay, bitches, like, and I'm
that's
like...
That's just so lame.
Like, I'm like, what? Like...
Just sorry. Another good thing is also just to try not to repeat words, too. That's always a good challenge.
Yeah, that is. And not to say the word like.
Yeah,
that's
like
the one
things.
That I have hard trouble with.
It's almost like just don't say anything.
It's really hard, though, because... You know when people don't know what to say and they're like, for a second? I don't want to be like, the whole time. But I know that I have said, for a second and stuff like that. I can definitely try to cancel out the likes. I feel like it just comes with talking in our generation. Because other generations don't use the word like the way our generation does.
Yeah.
And it's something that I would like to improve on, but the problem with that is that the only way you can really learn about that is basically through, like, presentation or, like, some type, like, Toastmasters Club, where you have to give speeches.
Toastmasters Club?
Yeah, it's a real thing. They have a club you can join. It's, like, all about...
Toastmasters
Club. All about, like, giving toasts, but it's a public speaking group.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's a real thing. But, like that. Like
bitches.
Bitches. It's just like our society is degrading. Our society is degrading, and I feel like I do pick up on certain things, especially like with speaking wise, I don't really curse that much, but the word like I think I say it a lot more than I should.
Probably. When you get excited and you're in a rush and you have things to say. So it's like, and then we let, like.
And I blame society for that, too.
I blame society!
I mean, I technically blame myself, but I learned it from society. Yeah.
So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. That's today's show. I hope you enjoyed it. Learn to use more words. Learn more words.
Vocabulary.
Vocabulary is very important for you. This show is brought to you by StrayProductions.com. go and check out their new works at GoStray.tumblr. Check out my work at JoeCarabeo.com. Also, one-shots.com. Check out all my new works. And also, ladies and guys, donate a bra or one or two, all the bras you can, to Bras for Good in support of women who have been abused. Check out my new campaign working with Bras for Good, the illustrious Support the Gals campaign. Check out for that in the future. Everywhere. Hopefully you see it everywhere. And also, Carolyn, what do you have?
I have lots of stuff. I've been doing a sketch every day. Check it out at curls-studio.com/sketchbeforesleep. Also check out my webcomic Curls and everything else that we're up to, including Magic Bullet Comics. I was editor, and the next issue is number 8. It's coming out this week. You can find it in multiple places in Washington, D.C. And come to our cartoon show in February, starting on February 13th at the University of Washington, D.C.
Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen.
Don't be basic.
Don't be basic. CarolynJoeShow.com, Stitcher, iTunes. And we'll catch you all next week. See you, Carolyn.
Adios.